Shalom to all. Today's office is Rishon Meister, Daf Lamed Zayin, and we are starting about the third line with a quote from the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar, Emra, Hashavas, Vechulu, and the Vilna Shurus Daf. It's all the way at the end of Chaf Amud Aleph, and today's office sponsor, Lili Nishmas, Mars, Merim, Sar, Batsim, Yaakov, Maisha, Hurnish, Shama, should have an Aliyah. So Rabbi Elazar, Mishnah had said, the Sheves, Dil, is Mishaseres, Zera, Viyarek, Vizirim. The seed, the green leafy part, and the stalks all have to have Maisha taken off of them. Now, Rabbi Satani, Sheves, Shazar, Lazera, Mishaseres, Zera, Vain, Mishaseres, Yarek. If the Sheves, the Dil, was only planted for its seed, so the seed has to have Maisha taken off, and not the greens, because they're not chashov, whereas Zara liyarek, if it was planted for its greens, then Mesasara Zara viyarek, the seed and the greens have to have Maaser taken off of them, because the seed is always chashov, but v'ein Mesasara Zirin, the Zirin, the stalks don't have to have Maaser separated, whereas Zara Zirin, if you planted it for the stalks, then Mesasara Zara viyarek v'zirin, the entire thing needs to have Maaser taken off. As the Gemara of Tanin in our Mishnah says, Ein l'cha Mesasara Zara viyarek el shachalim v'garger b'vad. The only thing that has to have Maaser separated from the Zara and the Yarek is shachalim and garger. And the answer is, Kena Masnisa, this is what our Mishnah is talking about. Ein l'cha darash Zari l'zara the only thing that was planted only for its seed that needs to have Maaser taken off of both the seed and the greens are Shachalayim and Gargar. But if it was planted for the greens, so then we would separate Maaser from the greens and the seed, even though it's not Shachalayim and Gargar. And continuing, we said Rabbi Gamliel Amar V'chulu. Rabbi Gamliel had said that buds of tilton, fenugreek, chardal, mustard, and poel lovin, white bean, are all chayav in Maaser because they're considered food. Now it's Mashal Lacham argue, says the Gemara, Ma Poligin. What are they arguing about? Bishar Zara Lazara, when he planted it only for its seed. Avol Mzar Liyarek, if he planted it for its Yarek, Afra Bun Moidai, even our Bun agree that both need to have Maaser separated. Funny can we have a price like this? Nagin of Basnayon, in Basnayon, which was a place, they had the Minug, Biyarkoi, with the Yarek, the greens of the Chardal plant, the mustard plant, Beheter, they were Nag Heter, Kid Divir Reblezer, like Reblezer. Now, Loi Omar, Elo Divir Reblezer, Hadivra Kol Chayiv. This was only said according to Reblezer, but that's Maaser according to everybody else, it's Chayiv. Meaning we can see from here that there's actually three Rebbe Machlokes. Reblezer holds that even if it was planted for its greens, no Maaser is taken, and that's like the people of this place, this Basnayon area. Whereas Rabbi Gamliel is the opposite. Even if it was planted only for its seed, everything needs to be Maaser, even the greens, and the Rabbanah are the middle ground. If it was planted for seed, he only separates Maaser from the seed, whereas if it's planted for the green, for the Yarek, he has to take Maaser of both the seed and the green. And that's the Raya. Now, Tani, we have another Brisa that tells us, Hapul v'hasa'arin v'tilton shezaron liyarek, that he planted for the greens, batla daitoi, his das is batla. And what does that mean? Zaron chayav v'yarkon pater, their seed is chayav in Maaser, whereas the greens is pater in Maaser. And who's this like? Lam zayin ova beis on top. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah says, Oidid Rabbi Elazar, this memra is like Rabbi Elazar. And can you explain the Mishnah? We had said Rabbi Elazar, Imra had slaf v'chulu. Rabbi Elazar had said that the slaf, the caper bush, has to have Maaser separated from the tamarais, the buds, the evyonais, the berries, and the kafras, the shell or the husk around the berries. And continuing with this, Shmuel Amr Shmuel says, Kafras asr mishum klipin, that the husk, the shell of the berry, is asr because it's a klipa, it's a peel. And this is talking about arla. We know that the peel of fruit has a din of arla, just like the fruit itself, and it's the same thing with the shell, the husk, of the tzlaf, the caper bush. The Tanakhani Weaver Brassa tells us this, V'aralta marla says, Piriyai, this is talking about the isra of arla. What do we learn from here? Davar shu oiral as piriyai, something that covers over the pre, meaning a peel, a husk, or a shell of something that is considered arla, is considered arla itself as well. But now we have machlaikas. Rav, Mifkin Le'il, the Beir of Asi, Rav instructed those Beis Medrash of Asi, and Rav Hamnuna, that's Rav Gersa, Mifkil Chavraya, he instructed the colleagues in the Beis Medrash, Tevian Mefaktin L'Nesheichain, you should instruct your wives, Kadhinun Kavshan Adak Afrisa, when they're pickling the shell of the caper bush berry, and that's done to soften it so they can be edible, the Avin Marim and Elin Batisa, so you should make sure to take out and throw away the berry, because that is din of Arla, but the shell does not have din of Arla. Now Rav Barba tells us, Asbi Rav Zaira, Rav Zaira explained this to me, Kala Klipin Gdelis Ema Pri, all shells of fruits grow with the pre, vizeh, but the caper bush, the pre is above, the shell or this husk is below, meaning it's not completely surrounding the pre, and that's why, specifically with the shell of the caper bush, there is no din of arla. And continue to discuss this, hakafras v'atamaris min echad hein. The shell and the bud is considered the same min. Maaser mikafras al tamaris min atamaris al kafras. One is allowed to separate maaser from the shell onto the bud, and vice versa. Avol loy mehen al avyonos, but not from them onto the berries, umen avyonos alein, or from the berry onto them. Another din, avyonos, the berries, nois and alein, chaymre ilon v'chaymre zroin. We apply the chumers of a tree and the chumers of seeds to them. V'lai demila, what's this referring to? She'im ha'isa shniya nechaz l'shlishes, if it's the second year going into the third year, shumafra shubadeu v'nois ani, he has to separate ma'aser sheni because it grew in the second year. We know we separate ma'aser sheni in the second year, but then he has to be paidit, redeem that ma'aser sheni, and give that fruit that was just redeemed to the ani because we know we separate ma'aser ani in the third year. And that's being treated like a tree and like zera. A tree goes basar when it flowers, which is the second year, whereas a zera goes basar when it's picked, which is the third year. And so we see that it has a din of both. Continuing with this, Hatzlaf, when dealing with the caper bush, Beshamay says, Kalaim bekerem u bezraim, that's a proper girsa. It's kalaim in a vineyard and with other zraim, and that's because we're were besafek. We're not so sure if it's considered an Elon or a Zera, and therefore we're machmir that it's considered kalim with both. However, Beis Hillel says, Eina kalim, loy bekarem v'loy bezraim. There's no issue of kalim with the tzlaf, either in a karem or the zraim. And that's because it's considered an Elon, so there's no kalim issues. And now that we just mentioned that tzlaf might be considered a safek, is it an Elon or is it not? We continue with something similar. Lamed chasav alf on the top. Tani Rav Chanina Rav Papa teaches, Eshu oily megizoy min Elon, Misha Rashav min Yarek. If it grows out of the branch, it's considered an Elon. If it grows from the roots, it's considered a Yarek. Meaning, if every year when it regenerates, the new fruit is regenerating from a branch, so that's considered a tree. But if the new produce is generating from the root itself, then it's considered a Yarek. However, Sevan asks the following, Hare HaKruv oily megizoy. Cabbage grows from the gezai, grows from a branch of sorts, but we know that kruv is a vegetable. And according to what we just said, it should be considered an Elon. And the answer is, Kan bevadai, kan besafek. Here's vadai, here's safek. When we're bevadai and we know 100% what something is, even if it grows out of the branch, we would still say it's a yarek because we know it's a yarek, like in the case of krov, of cabbage. All Rav Chanina Rav Papa is telling us is that if it's a safek, if we're not so sure what it is, the way we're able to classify it is by looking if it grows out of the branch or if it grows out of the roots, and then we're able to say whether it's a tree or a vegetable. Hajanach HaKayvish HaShoylik, Mazar finishing the fourth parak of Mesechus Maestras, just like we Zechar finished this parak together, we should Zechar finish the entire Mesechus together, and of course, all of Shas Yerushalmi together. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with a brand new parak. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.